KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball last night, the Southwest Valley Timberwolves girls and boys basketball teams picked up season-opening wins over the Griswold Tigers in Corning last night in games heard here on KJAN. The Timberwolves girls squad won the first game of the night 63-31. The boys then followed with a 54-19 win over the Tigers. The Timberwolves built a 21-10 lead by the end of the first quarter in the girls game and then built on that lead throughout the night. Gentry Schaefer led the way with 22 points on the night, while senior Morgan Shuey added 13 points. Griswold was led in the loss by 14 points from top returning scorer Brittany Beebe. The Timberwolves were up 38-16 at half and ballooned that lead to 55-24 by the end of the third quarter. In the boys' contest, Southwest Valley ripped off an early 8-0 lead and held the Tigers to just 4 first-half points. It was 10-0 at the end of the first quarter, 23-4 at halftime. The Tigers struggled to find good shots against a pressuring zone defense from the Timberwolves. Jaden Amend ripped off all 7 of his points early in the second half to give Griswold a small spark, but the Timberwolves would control the game down the stretch. Christian McEwen led all scorers with 18 points. Jacob Webb had 16 for the Timberwolves. Griswold will next host Heartland Christian on Friday night, while Southwest Valley's right back in action tonight on the road at Shenandoah. In other basketball last night, in girls action, Creston beat Winterset 64-38, Gilbert over Kemper Catholic 46-45, Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley 51-40, it was Shenandoah over Underwood 54-23, South Central Calhoun downing Audubon 74-33, Trainer defeating Harlan 55-27, Westwood over Logan Magnolia 67-25. In boys basketball last night, AHSTW holding off Woodbine 72-70, Logan Magnolia beat Westwood 56-40, South Central Calhoun a winner over Audubon 74-65, and it was Underwood topping Shenandoah 52-40. Iowa State raced out to an 11-0 lead and then cruised to an 82-55 win last night over Nebraska Omaha in men's college hoops. 5 Cyclones scored in double figures, including 16 points from freshman Tyrese Halliburton.
You know, coach stressed early, you know, it's common for a team to, you know, have a good trip on the road, come home, you know, play what people would consider a weaker opponent, but Omaha's a really good team, and you know, not show up, you know, just ride the real coattails of a good tournament. So we just stress, you know, playing as hard as we can and giving this crowd a good game, and we got that today and got a nice W.
Halliburton connected on 6 of 7 shots from the field and says he's gaining confidence on offense.
You know, there's a couple times in Hawaii where, you know, I felt like guys were overplaying after watching some film, and you know, I shot fake and get one more, but, you know, going back watching film while I've been back here, you know, those are shots that I should be taking, and that's why I tried to stay aggressive in the first half.
Cyclones are 6-1 now on the season with that win. In top 25 college men's hoops last night, Brandon Clark and Rue Hachimura each scored 18 points as top-ranked Gonzaga beat North Dakota State 102-60 last night, remaining undefeated. Also, Trayvon Reed scored 23 points, and John Jones added 20, helping Texas Southern shock number 18 Oregon with an 89-84 victory last night. Nick Weatherspoon and Lamar Peters both scored 17 points, while Reggie Perry added 16 points and 11 rebounds as number 25 Mississippi State beat Alcorn State 88-65. The Iowa Hawkeyes climb 6 spots to 14th in the latest Associated Press college basketball poll. The Hawkeyes are 5-0, and they'll host Pitt tonight as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. The Panthers are 6-0.
You know, they play together. They play hard. They defend. They're organized. They run good stuff. And that's why they're 6-0.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who is not surprised that Pitt is off to a good start under first-year head coach Jeff Capel.
You know, he's a guy that has a plan, and he came in with a plan, and he's put it together. He's implemented what they want to do on the court. That's one component of it. The other component is putting his roster together. So, you know, I don't think it's surprising, you know, if you know him.
With essentially the same team, Iowa has shown major improvement on the defensive end this season. McCaffrey says added experience is one factor.
You know, sometimes it takes a little longer to figure it out, and we've drilled it. We spent time on it. And I think what you have is a group that is committed to one another to be better in an area that we weren't good at last year. I don't think there's anything more than that.
And we'll have that game for you tonight here on KJAN. And you can hear more from Coach McCaffrey this evening on Hawk Talk at 5:30. And we follow that up tonight at 7 o'clock with the start of our broadcast, Iowa facing Pittsburgh in that contest this evening. Fresh off a trip from Maui, the Iowa State men's basketball team will participate in the 2019 Bad Boy Mowers Battle for Atlantis from November 27th through the 29th in Paradise Island, Bahamas. That tournament takes place at Atlantis Resort and will feature a premier field, which includes Iowa State, North Carolina, Oregon, Michigan, Gonzaga, Seton Hall, Alabama, and Southern Mississippi. That tournament bracket will be released at a later date. The 2018-19 Cyclones are 5-1 after a 2-1 trip to the Maui Jim Maui Invitational. Iowa State is 13-3 in regular season tournament play, dating back to the 2013-14 season, winning tournament titles three different times. Well, this week's men's college basketball poll has Gonzaga on top, just barely edging Kansas. Gonzaga getting 32 first-place votes, Kansas with 31. Duke is third with Virginia and Nevada fourth and fifth this week. Tennessee, Michigan, Auburn, Michigan State, and Kentucky round out the top 10. Some other notables, Kansas State is number 12, Iowa in at number 14 this week. Ohio State is 16, Texas 17, Purdue is ranked 19th. Texas Tech is at 20th, Wisconsin's 22nd, Maryland is ranked number 24 in this week's poll. Iowa State and Creighton both were mentioned. They both received votes but didn't make it into this week's top 25. On the women's side, the AP Top 25 has Notre Dame on top again this week, getting all 31 first-place votes. UConn is ranked number 2, Oregon is 3rd, Baylor is 4th. Also, Maryland is in at number 7. Texas is number 10 this week. Iowa is down 2 spots to number 14. Minnesota is ranked 20th. Iowa State and Drake also in the poll this week. Cyclones are number 23, while the Bulldogs are in at number 24 in this week's poll. Iowa junior defensive end Anthony Nelson was named the Big Ten co-defensive player of the week for his performance against Nebraska. He shares the honor this week with Michigan State sophomore cornerback Josiah Scott. Nelson, a junior from Urbandale, posted a career-high 8 tackles along with 2 sacks and 2 tackles for loss in Iowa's win over Nebraska. He also added a pass breakup and a quarterback hurry in that win. His 9.5 sacks on the season are the most by a Hawkeye since Adrian Claiborne had 11.5 in 2009. Overall, the Hawkeyes have 34 sacks on the season. That's the team's most since it also had 34 in 2003. That's the first Defensive Player of the Week honor for Nelson and the first since A.J. Epinesa for the Hawkeyes won that award on November 19th. Drake football coach Rick Fox says the Bulldogs are all in for Saturday's game at Iowa State. Drake is 7-3 and has not been together since a Monday team meeting, following a 43-6 win at Morehead State on November 17th.
The last time we met as a team was Monday night, and we didn't even know this was going to happen. And then Tuesday, with Incarnate Word choosing not to play in the game, and the opportunity presented itself. Our team's excited, but we haven't been together as a team yet since that time.
It was at that meeting that the players were asked if they wanted to play the Cyclones, if given the chance.
Our captains were with the team and said, guys, do we want to do this? And we need to be all in if we're going to do it. And so they were in there together for about 10 minutes. I was standing outside. I couldn't hear what was being said, but there was a lot of excitement in the room. So I took that as a pretty positive sign. And then when our captains came out, they said, we're all in. If we get the chance, we'd love to play the game.
Fox says it was important to let the players decide if they wanted to accept that game.
If our guys aren't all in for this, we shouldn't go up and play the game. The game is first and foremost about the players, right? And that's true for Iowa State. That's true for us, too. But honestly, after I had lunch with our captains, I had a feeling I knew which way it was going to go because they, like I said, they could hardly contain themselves.
For Drake's seniors, it's a chance to play another game in a career that they thought had ended. Defensive lineman Nathan Clayberg was named the Pioneer Football League's Defensive Player of the Year.
In your football career, it's been, playing for 15 years or whatever it is, and it's all over, and we went through all the emotions of what that's like to have that end, and then to not only find out we have another game, but to find out the situation that we're in. We're playing Big 12 Stadium, top 25 FBS team. That's about as much of a dream come true as you could possibly imagine.
Clayberg says the Bulldogs know that they're a huge underdog.
We know how good Iowa State's going to be, but we're Division I football players too. It's not like we're just a bunch of nerds running out there to play football. This is like a historical moment. Drake and Iowa State haven't played since 1985. It's very likely they'll never play again.
That game is an 11 o'clock kickoff. Saturday up in Ames. And in the NFL last night, Deshaun Watson threw for 210 yards and two touchdowns and ran for a third as the Houston Texans set a franchise record with their eighth straight win, 34-17 over the Tennessee Titans last night. Demaryius Thomas scored his first two touchdowns as a Texan, and Lamar Miller ran for 162 yards, including a 97-yard touchdown. The team became the first team in NFL history to win eight games in a row after they opened up the season 0-3. That's the first game since founder and owner Robert Bob McNair died on Friday, and the Texans honored him by wearing decals on the back of their helmets in the shape of a football with white block letters bearing his initials of RCM. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.